went first day of school, took some crayons and started to draw. He put colors all over the paper, for colors are what he saw. The teacher said, "What you doing, young man? I'm painting flowers," he said. She said, "It's not the time for art, young man, and anyway, flowers are green and red. There's a time for everything, young man, the way things should be done. You've got to show concern for everyone else, for you're not the only one." And she said, "Flowers are red, young man, green leaves are green. There's no need to see flowers any other way than the way they always have been seen." But the little boy said, "There's so many colors in a rainbow, so many colors in the morning sun, so many colors in a flower, and I see everyone."
Your comments put me so in mind of that song that I had to learn it for this reply video. The song is called Flowers Are Red. It's by Harry Chapin, who also famously wrote Cats in the Cradle. And if you listen to the entire song, the entirety of Flowers Are Red, in the end, the child gives up and repeats what the teacher is saying. Flowers are red, green leaves are green. There's no need to see flowers any other way than the way they always have been seen. You're right. And it's not only generational. It is societal and institutional. And it doesn't always look like physical hurt or any kind of abuse, really. It very often looks like teachers, people in authority, people in some kind of authority telling you this is the way that things are over and over and over again until you give up on imagining something different. It's really, really fucking sad. And I used to find that song almost unbearably sad to listen to. But just in recent times, I've found it healing in the way that acknowledging difficult and sad truths can be healing. And, you know, huge kudos to anyone who keeps their sense of imagination and wonder and play and colors alive past childhood, because there's a lot of pressures out there for us to not.